This is John McLaughlin with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Monday, November 1st. According to the National Weather Service, we can expect a mostly sunny day today with a high near 48. Winds from the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour, then tonight mostly clear with a low around 28. A teenager faces an attempted murder charge in a Saturday night shooting outside the Willis Dady Homeless Services facility that left a man injured. Just before 9 p.m. Saturday, Cedar Rapids police got a call about a shooting near 1247 4th Avenue Southeast. The shooting occurred in the parking lot and alley area outside the Willis Dady facility. Police said they found an adult male who had what they described as non-life-threatening injuries from being shot, and he was taken to a hospital. Officers did locate evidence that led to a juvenile being taken into custody. Authorities identified the shooting victim as 39-year-old Bo Kopp, K-O-P-P, who was shot in the abdomen. An initial investigation found that Kopp was involved in an argument with one person in a group of three when he was shot. A city public safety spokeswoman identified the suspect as Corey Lamar Culler, Jr., 17. He was arrested on charges of attempted murder, willful injury, and going armed with intent. He was taken to the Linn County Juvenile Detention Center. In college football, Iowa fell from number 9 to 19 in the latest AP poll released Sunday after suffering its second consecutive loss to an unranked opponent. In a three-week span, the Hawkeyes slid from number 2 to number 19, their worst ranking in the AP poll in 2021. Wisconsin remained unranked despite its 27-7 win against Iowa on Saturday. Like food? Get the latest restaurant openings and closings and more chewy tips from the Gazette's Chew on This newsletter. Sign up at thegazette.com/chew.